Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm seeing if I'm on. Okay, Joy is here. Okay, so let's see. The show today is about expansion into abundance. Dun, 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 dun. How can we expand into abundance, people? What does abundance mean for you? Most times, people think of like jewels and money, and that's true. Abundance means that. But abundance also is coming from a spiritual point of view, like the mind being able to deal with so much in this reality, just about what you know. And that's also abundance. just being able to handle with everything. It's not just, you know, material, but it's also spiritual. What could that mean for you? What could that mean for all of us? The Nine of Cups is my favorite card in the tarot deck for the significance of abundance in our world, right? Jupiter's light. We have Jupiter and Pisces merge for a more spiritual mindset. And really this card is influential because it's saying when you have a spiritual mindset and you feel healthy within yourself, then all else will come, like material gains, everything will just come in more of abundance. And that makes sense. How many times have we seen people in the office or just in school or just around us who seem very positive and chipper, and we're like, what are they on? Are they on drugs? Like, why are they so happy? Why are they so joyous? These people, you know, they make you feel good. And it's not surprising that, you know, these people usually get promoted in the office just because of their demeanor and their mood. Oftentimes, it's really their inner light that's showing through. And it's what makes their money, really. It's what gives them the king of coins type of status. They just seem to be always like that. How can we be like that, right? So that we can attract, like magnets, our material gain as well. Because it definitely starts in the mind first. It definitely starts with spirituality. And I guess the short answer, because I did a reading before the show, I got the Knight of Cups for, I feel like that is saying you have to kind of love this. You have to kind of love the idea of being positive and joyful all the time, right? And kind of letting go of other concerns and, you know, just focus on yourself more, like your inner self, and just know, like, I want to feel good all the time, right? I make this stance to be in a good mood all the time. Nothing's going to faze me, right? You know, people are going to have ups and downs. I'm going to have ups and downs. You are going to have ups and downs. But my type of mental, spiritual philosophy or beliefs or whatever, it's always going to make me feel good. It's always going to generate this yellow light from within, this energy. That's very powerful stuff. I mean, that is like true wealth when you're talking about abundance, because that's energy that just never seems to go away. And I feel like we all want this. We just don't know how to verbalize it just yet. Yeah, we're still stuck on this whole material thing. And material is good because we need to survive, but we can't get too obsessed. I don't like when we get obsessed over things, really anything, because obsession kind of saying that you don't have something, right? You're like without something. And I think if we look closely at our personal lives, we'll see that we do have resources. We may not notice them, but we do have ways of getting the things that we want, you know what I mean? So there's no need to obsess over material so well, right? And then even with the spirit, like sometimes people can get obsessed with spirituality. Balance, balance, balance is key. Right, that's how I like to live, balance. But this is on a particular day of Thursday. This is not really so much a balance day. This is more about abundance. This is more about how, if you are lacking in your life with something, right, how can you increase it? How can you get more of it in a great abundance so that you can have balance in your life? Sometimes people really do need just more than a regular. I'll give you an example. Like, I know someone who was abused when they were younger, and because that happened to them, actually I know several people, it's interesting, that were abused when they were young. And what that creates is like this idea that they're not as loved, and they're supposed to have that feeling from their parents. And so when they grow up, they always feel like they have this need, like this insatiable need for love. Like they need love, like, you know. So it creates a lot of obsessive compulsive disorders where they just need a lot more. So I understand that. But if you can get like a shot of energy right now to your heart, like this yellow sun, and just light up for the whole day just to get an idea of what I'm talking about, it makes us all wonderfully important to understand that you can get that energy. That is real. I mean, I've had that energy before. It's like, it does feel like a sun, like a yellow energy of abundance. And I've gotten that through spiritual work. So if you are in need of some emotional healing, maybe through like past karma, definitely getting into a positive spiritual work, you will get that yellow sun eventually. You will feel like, whew, it's like a shot. You know how you go to Starbucks, you get like a shot of espresso? Imagine getting a shot of energy. Whew, got my shot for the day. Well, let me stop. So I got callers on the line. So we can ask like a question today of how to get your true abundance. Or if you have something present, I don't mind deterring a little bit, but I want to get to everybody, so I'll try to do like 5 minutes for everyone. So I'm going to start off with, who should I start off with? Okay, let me start off with the first caller. Okay. Caller, I think area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
Joy. This is Dee. How are you? Hello.
How are you, Bill? How's everything going on for you?
Hi. I do have a lot.
We're talking about abundance. So you want to get into the abundance for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember a little bit. I need to see how you're going today. How can she channel her inner abundance, her true abundance? And I have like an astrology deck today for extra understanding for Thursday. So let's see what my astrology card says. Quite a lot. Okay. So this is going to help us really figure out. Okay, interesting. All right. Okay. So I know a little bit about what's going on, and it's kind of the same issues, right? I feel like because of the feeling of being wronged, you're kind of in this wrong energy right now with the Two of Swords. But it's telling me the answer is the Ace of Cups, courage and loyalty. Like, you need a new beginning. I feel like a new beginning for you, though, is going to be kind of doing your own thing. I know you were looking into the legal stuff for it, but I feel like this new beginning is more doing your own thing, if that makes any sense. I got Taurus and the Sun. Taurus is good for, like, producing things that you love to produce, being in your full high confidence of the Sun. Okay, what do you think about homeschooling, like a homeschool online thing? Because I know you said that you did homeschool for your daughter. I do remember that. How does that make you feel to kind of be like in your community that teaches that?
Well, most people up here do homeschool.
Okay. And that's really good that you have access to homeschooling. A lot of people are really trying to do that. Like, I have relations with people who have children, and they would love to understand, like, how to do homeschooling. I feel like, you know, maybe not even homeschooling, because I feel like you need to have something else that you're talented at, too. That's interesting. You have like, I feel like arts. Like you do something with crafts and arts on the side. But I feel like you need to really. Go ahead.
My daughter is the one with the art and the arts and crafts.
Okay.
She's the one who's talented.
Do you help her a lot with that? Do you foster that?
Oh, yes, I help her as much as I can, except I'm very bad with art. I have no artistic talents.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of arts and crafts. I feel like you can manage your daughter. Like, you could somehow, like, make something of that. I feel like that's your new beginning, your daughter, with the Ace of Cups, courage and loyalty. Like, you have a lot of trust, and there's a lot of good emotions there. I feel like you need to focus more on her, because when you don't focus on her, it's just a lot of that energy from, like, the legal thing, and it's very distracting. It does distract you.
Yes, I've been able to let it go a little because I have a lawyer, so I'm not stressing over the lawyer anymore.
Right. Oh, okay, good. Oh, man, I know you were really concerned about that. You were able to find someone for you.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so happy. I know that was like the biggest thing. I'm so happy for you, Dee. Oh, wow.
Thank you. Well, that was really hard. That was really hard, but I did get one.
Okay, good, good. So see, now you can just like let, like kind of coast and let them take care of it. I mean, it's still going to be, it's kind of telling me like you have to kind of just let the chips fall where they may with that, and you let your Laura take care of it. And no matter what happens, like you're trying to do something about it. I think that's like the most important thing, is that you're trying to do something about it and just kind of let the chips fall where they may with that. I wouldn't try to focus. I feel like now, like, the new direction for you, for your abundance, is your daughter. And I feel like with the sun in Taurus and that Gemini, okay. So, yeah, there's a way you can monetize it. I feel like, what could you do to monetize your daughter? Ah, okay, that makes sense. Okay. You know, have you ever thought about doing, like, some kind of YouTube channel with your daughter? I got the Queen of Wands, and that's kind of what it's coming to.
She wants to do something like that. She wants to write stories and upload short movies and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, you should really... she's still young, so I feel like you need to be with her. And so it's kind of like you guys are both going to be doing it. So I think this is where that abundance is coming through. You just got to produce work. It's going to be good work. Your daughter is real. She is like sunlight. She is like that confident sunlight. I think her problem is she doesn't really know where she wants to go a lot of times with the work. So it really is going to take your... you know, kind of steering, fostering her, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I like, this is why I think you should kind of focus into daughter, you know what I mean? And just kind of like, I feel like you either steer her. Yeah. You said she's into that. I feel like if you can get yourself into this focus, you know, because I feel like a lot of you is just kind of concerned about the legal, but if you could just like, every day wake up and do affirmations. I'm going to help my daughter. We're going to be successful on YouTube. I'm going to help her steer her career. And you get into it. Get into, you know, dressing up. I feel like you do that sometimes, but not all the time. Just kind of like really embrace your femininity and just be like, this is me and my daughter. We're going to like make something good. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, that would be easier if I could move and take her away from a certain situation, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in that situation. I feel, though, let's see, the situation, can she, okay, let's see. How can she do this with her daughter? That situation. Yeah, the crazy thing, though, when I got your situation, I got, like, you know, because you want to be left in peace when you do this with your daughter. I feel like the thing that you need to reiterate is, like, me and my daughter need an artistic space, and it's so I can bring money into this house. And I feel like if you communicate it like that, you'll be left alone, because this person that I'm talking about is about money, so. Uh-huh. If you said that, he will leave you guys alone to do your thing, your artistic thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you really, yeah, you guys do need artistic space. And once you start having that artistic space, you're going to be overjoyed. You know what I mean? It's going to be like your problem's going to melt away, really. And that's really the key to kind of keeping that person at bay. Like, you know, because I feel like this person has, like, moods of a sort, right? So, look, you're messing up with their creative artistic space. You want money, I want money. You're going to have to, like, leave a space for a minute. It's like you have to say stuff like that, like, real firm, and help this person will go.
Well, I can try that, but honestly, I'm looking for a more permanent solution.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I want the money from this loss. I want to move. I mean, I just want a divorce. I want to go.
Right. Things will take its course when you let the lawyer do that.
Okay.
I feel like you have to focus on this to kind of just let that kind of come up. It's going to take its course. I feel like in the meantime, you might as well, you know, start that venture with your daughter. So when you do move, it's like, okay,
yeah.
I got this thing rolling now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
The more you focus, it's not going to, because your lawyer is taking care of it. The more you focus on it, it's really not serving your energy. You're going to have to let him do his own thing. Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, you're going to be good. Like, your situation is in a unique one because I got the Uranus card. I mean, if you just focus more on, all right, let me just do this mini artistic venture with my daughter, the lawyer's handling that thing. I do want to move eventually, but let me focus on this right now. You guys are going to be real clever at coming up with something. You know, I say the advice for you, you and your daughter should go on YouTube and start looking at other craft shows. Because there are some, like, mother and daughter couples out there. Just kind of, like, see what's out there. I feel like you guys are going to come up with something unique. So I'm pretty excited for you. Between Taurus, Uranus, and the Sun, it's going to look real good. So that's got to be enough for you right now, just, like, to focus on, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I got something that I'm working with positively with my daughter. And when we do move, we're going to continue to get into this even more so. It's got to be on that type of, you know, mental focus.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, I hope everything works out for you, Dee. Definitely continue to listen on, just meditate on everything on Jupiter. Abundance does come. We just kind of have to work for it a little bit. It'll come, though. You know, we have to refocus and just let it come. Yeah, I'm so happy about the lawyer for you. I know it's a big thing. Whew, we get through one area, and now we get to another area. All right, cheer up, girl. It's going to be okay. So I'm going to thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, so I love talking to Dee. She's one of my favorite. And, you know, we were really hoping for that lawyer to come through. It finally happened for her. Things do happen. You know what I mean? When you're focused and you're pursuing, they happen. We just have to let things flow now. You know, Jupiter is about flowing, being in your spiritual self, and just knowing things are going to turn up, right? I know I'm in that mode, too. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm fine, but I'm the kind of person that I care about others. I have family and friends that I care about. So it's like when they're not doing well, I'm not doing well, right? It's weird. I don't know. So I try to help them with astrology and do things for them as well. And I'm just hoping on Thursday, everybody's having a good day. I sent out a prayer for everyone, that, including Blog Talk, you guys. You're like my extended family, people that I know personally. Just hopefully Thursday is the day of, you know, spiritual fulfillment and clarity. Okay, so let's go into the next caller. I have like 2 minutes. We're going to probably run into the after hour, so I could get to that third caller that I have if you stay on with me, because Blog Talk gives us like 10 minutes afterwards, so I can pretty much get to pretty much everyone. So 252, I'm going to let you through. 252, I'm going to let you through. Hello, 252. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm having a wonderful day. It's Thursday. Some people like it's
okay,
Friday.
I was like, okay, what happened? Okay. I was kind of wondering. I was like, you're not having, what's okay? What's wrong with your day today? Okay. But I was kind of wondering, what do you feel between me and this guy named Jihad? What do you feel is going on between me and this guy?
Okay, so you have like a love question. Okay, one second here. do you mind giving your birth date? It's optional. It just helps me read more.
It's and now 12977.
This is what I got for you, Jihad. You know, Thursday is a spiritual day. I love Thursdays. We're going to get real joyous and clear. This guy, you are definitely into. I already know. I got the Queen of Cups at the heart of this relationship. You are definitely into this person. This person, though, I think you kind of already know. He requires a lot of responsibility. I feel like you're kind of carrying him. I got, like, the 10th house of responsibility, and then I have him as, like, the page of wands. He likes doing it. He's very outgoing. You're attracted to his extrovertedness, but it's at times he kind of comes off, like, irresponsible. But, I mean, it'll work out. You just have to know that it's going to be some work. It's going to work.
Okay.
I feel like you're really into this guy. So I got the Queen of Cups. Like, you're kind of this person that shows him a lot of empathy. Like, you do give, like, your heart to this person a lot. Yeah. Has he went through a situation in his life? I got the Temperance card. Usually I get that when somebody needs some extra help, like balance.
I know I need some extra help. I don't know about him. I don't really know. I just know that, you know, I don't really like him, but he kind of doing some stuff, and I'm just like, I'm really, like, about to dismiss. He needs to be dismissed from my life. So I was just kind of wondering, actually.
I guess you have to carry him. Yeah. Like, I got the responsibility because he kind of acts childish sometimes, or probably not most of the time. You know, it's funny, like, you're going through it with him, but he adores you. It's like he gives you a run for the money, but he really does adore you. I mean, I know, you're not really used to, like, you just want to be, like, mellow with someone and just relax, and this guy is, like, really all over the place.
For the most part, but, okay, so what's the point of carrying the extra responsibilities? Setting up boundaries when you're supposed to know.
I keep getting you're like his mom.
Claim you're
like a mom.
And act like it.
Huh? Okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. He treats you like a mom. Like, he really does, but he adores you. Like, I guess he needs that. Like, you are very nurturing, and he just takes full advantage of it. Just saying. Like, and maybe you should ask him about it. I think it's something about his family, too, for him to be like that with you.
You got to be defensive. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we all go
like
the sun right about now, aren't we? Yeah, we all trying to look for that person in the dark that can lead us out. Carolyn, lead us into the light. Okay, I get you. I guess I see your point, though.
You're like his spiritual queen mom. I'm just going to say, you're like his spiritual queen mom, and he does rely on you for a lot of his emotional, like, balance. That's probably why I got the temperance card. Uh-huh. He does require the temperance card. Yeah. But it's saying that
okay.
if he, like, has
so maybe
to,
I
like,
got
that. Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel
so
like
I'm
you're
saying, so don't cut him off. Just
don't cut him
yeah.
off because he needs
oh, goodness. Well, I don't know now. I feel bad now. Okay. Huh? Yeah. All right.
You just have to talk to him. I feel like he trusts you. If you have that, you know, I just want to know why you're kind of like this. You'd be surprised to probably tell you. Like, I got the North Node that there's benefit from, you know, kind of having him stick in there with you. So, you know, this too shall pass.
Okay.
Just give him a chance. Just, you know, talk to him and ask him why he's like, you know, the way he is. And you'd be surprised. I'm telling you, I think this guy has mommy issues.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody,
yeah,
they mommy issues. All right. Well,
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
you know already.
Okay.
He needs a lot of nourishment. Yeah.
Okay. As a friend.
Okay.
Well,
I'll
do what I can, though.
You can. You're spiritual. Like, if he goes out of line, you got to say, look, that was kind of out of line. You know, I love you. Are you cool and all, but don't do this. You know what I mean? You could still be righteous. You don't have to feel like you're compromising your beliefs. You know what I mean? I think that's even more appreciative. I'm just telling you, this guy, you know, he's definitely got some emotional issues, and he is, like, relying on you for so much for just helping his emotions, for nurturing him and kind of steering him through.
Okay. Got you. I understand now. All right. Well, thank you so much for your insight. No, yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. I feel like it's nothing. He just annoys you. He just bothers you most of the time. That's what I'm getting. Like, it's nothing like real serious. You just don't like some of the things he does. It's more like a personality. It's more just an annoyances.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I just got to learn how to be sociable, I guess. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a blessed rest of the day.
You too, Jaha. Thanks for calling in. Okay, oh, cut her off by accident. So, okay, we don't have much time. I'm going to get to the last caller. Thanks for sticking it through, guys. I love when I can get to everybody. But, you know, it's interesting, man. I mean, we think we know people, but we really don't. Tarot has taught me, meditations have taught me, people are really on some other type of stuff, right? They act a certain way, but that's not who they really are a lot of times. They have their own thoughts and heart emotions that they think they're right, or they think that they're doing something based on their experience. So it just gives you, like, reflections on to how everyone is living their lives. Okay, so last person, 985, I'm going to let you through. How are you doing, 985?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing okay.
Hi.
It seems like, yeah, I'm feeling good. Could you do a reading for me on abundance since Jupiter is, you know.
What's your name?
Jupiter is in Pisces. My name is Risha, R-I-S-H-A, Risha.
Okay, Nisha. Okay, abundance.
Listen, by the way, I appreciate this very much. Thank you for the free reading. Thank you.
That's why I do it. I like doing these. Okay, Nisha. What is Nisha's inner truth
about? Risha, R-I-S-H-A, Risha. Risha. Yeah.
Hey, so interesting. I got two cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. Okay, I feel like you're abundant. You're already good at something. I've got the Queen of Coins. I feel like it's more about communication. You're true. It's like, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, because I got someone coming up for that, like the King of Cups. I feel like for to get things going away, you just have to communicate.
He's a Pisces. You picked him up.
Okay. That makes sense. Neptune is like the planet that presides over all the spiritual signs, and Pisces happens to be one of them, so that makes sense to me. This person, you're just like, what? Yeah, I already know. I mean, it's not in the answer to this abundance, this full kind of, because you've already, I feel like you've already got money. You wouldn't mind getting more money, but this kind of is presently on your mind, a relationship. It's telling me Mercury, you got to communicate. Sometimes you guys don't, it's like you guys miss the communication. You're not, like, properly communicating. Like, he's very emotional, and it's just like, you just want to know, like, all right, what's going on? So sometimes it's hard to read him. What could she do?
We've been together for almost 25 years. After 25, after a certain amount of years, you don't talk so much. I mean, you don't.
Yeah. You know what? It does make sense. Because you guys are kind of like twins now. I got the Gemini card that came up. It's like, it's just kind of like a brother and sister relationship now. Does that make sense? You guys need to spice things up. I got you for that.
Oh,
like, you guys need
we do. We do. Oh, we spice things up.
Yeah, as far as, like, the communication, I think you guys need to do, like, a joint venture together with Uranus and Mercury. That'll help open up the communication that you guys are not really really having so much of. Let's see, you're into coins. He's into cups. What could you guys both do? Ah! Okay, I actually got Mercury and the feminine. You guys are into spirituality?
Well,
like,
I am more than he is.
Okay. I got the Ten of Coins. I got some kind of, between him and you, I really got some kind of spiritual workshop or something like you guys could do together. If you do it for anything, do it for your shit.
Yeah.
It seems like this is great. Because, you know, you guys have a lovely home. It's really just like you just want things to be more pep up. You want him to communicate. You just want it how it was before, like where you guys were kind of like kindred spirits, if that makes sense. Now it's just like, it's not the same. But it seems like your problem is very easy to like the only thing you really have to do is just kind of like put that out there, like, you know, we should start having spiritual workshops in the home. And will that work for him too? Yep. If you have spiritual, I got confirmation. If you have spiritual workshops in your home, I got the Page of Wands. It's going to go back to how you met him. He's going to get like frisky and spunky. And I got like this real outgoingness, you know, in his personality. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of stale. He's still crumbs, but, you know, you do the spiritual workshop, he'll come right back, like immediate, like Page of Wands, back to how you met him.
Yeah. Things happen, though, as you age. People change, you know. Things become different as you get older. But I hear what you're saying.
That's really, it's like because we get used to each other, you know?
Well, you know what happens? You know, maybe some of the spirituality that you're picking up, what happens is it's called telepathy, and I'm sure you're aware of telepathy, is that telepathy, what it does is that you don't say much, but you communicate through, you know, from the heart to the mind, to the other soul. So there's, you know what I mean? So there's that kind of inspiration. There's that kind of, you know, interaction between people. And it doesn't only happen with them. It happens with people, you know, your friends, your family, you know.
The the soul link. I know exactly what you're talking about. But sometimes when you wake up, right, doesn't it be like a bother? Like, damn, I know everything. Like, why don't you just say your words? let's have the words as a bridge.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, you could have someone 10,000 miles away from you that you're connected to.
And
it's amazing how telepathy works.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to do a talk on telepathy because I know exactly how it works. You do not have to be in the same room.
You should do that and see. Telepathy, yeah. I got Capricorn. Capricorn is that card for money, okay? You just got to be, you got to have structure. You know, you got to do it consistently.
Yeah,
that would be. You can have a $5 telepathy workshop at your house.
It's so easy. Telepathy is the easiest thing in the world. We are born, okay, already telepathic. We're telepathic even in the womb. Do you know a baby's development is because the telepathy between the mother and the child's soul, between the mother and the child, and all the other things that surround that child, that becomes a telepathic transmission. Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That happens with my boyfriend. Like, his mom and I feel like they're telepathic. It's like anytime he needs something specific, like he may want some fruit, his mom gives him, like, the exact fruit he wants, like, without communicating.
Yeah.
It's so eerie. I'm like, wow. Like, she always seems to know what you need and, like, oh, you want bananas? She got the bananas for you. Like, it was crazy. It's like always synchronicity around. I feel like it's
And you know what, right, and you know what I just did? My son, right, his French press coffee pot shattered. Okay, so I've been looking around for coffee pots. So I found this cold brew coffee pot, and I'm sending it to him. I just messaged him, and he said, oh, my God, I've been waiting for one of those. See, that's telepathy.